Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, let's head out to Hollywood. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman has had an eventful week. Last night she was at the Halo Awards, matter of fact. We'll talk about that in a second. But earlier in the week, Jill, you got to attend a party that Seth MacFarlane was throwing, correct?
I did. I have been hearing about this party for years now. It's an annual thing for him. It's always a theme. It was a 50s Broadway theme called Guys and Dolls. So everyone in Hollywood was super decked out. Kind of felt like you stepped back in time. It was a really, really cool thing. Very Mad Men-esque.
Now, did you get to see any other celebrities besides Seth at the party? Or
anyone from Mel Gibson to Sebastian Bach to Cord Overstreet to Demi Lovato were there. So it was quite an eclectic crowd. But everyone was just having a good time. The guys were decked out in three-piece suits and fedoras, and all the girls with their pearls and red lipstick. He had like a 60-piece band, which was amazing. And of course, Seth, the creator of Family Guy, got up and sang.
Really?
Sang pretty well.
Wow, I didn't know he had it in him at all, but it sounds like it was an awesome time. And you said he does this every year?
He does it every year. It was my first year. I was a plus one, as usual, Ralphie. I got to work on that, you know? I got to be the guest invited next time.
And you were there. That's all that matters, Jill. That's all that matters. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, so last night you got to attend Nick Cannon's Halo Awards, and I hear you caught up with my buddy Jason Derulo, huh?
Gotta love Jason Derulo, and I even told him, I got cheesy for a second. I'm like, I have to tell you, every time I interview you and see you, you are so humble and so down to earth. You know, how do you stay grounded? He's so famous right now. So I really always enjoy talking to him. He kind of told me a little bit about his first performance on a stage, which I thought was really interesting. He was 8 years old, and he performed Ben at a school function, and said he had to be pushed out onto the stage because he was so nervous and so worked up about it. And the security guard had to push him out onto the stage, and he said, once I got out there, I was fine.
Was he there at the awards last night with Jordan Sparks or no?
No, he was not. He was solo last night. It brought out a lot of big stars, though. They had Mary J. Blige perform, as well as Slash was there. So, again, quite a good mix of people. Talked to Nick Cannon a little bit about the awards, and I also talked to him about how he immerses himself in teen Hollywood. You know, he's managing all these new bands. We were just with one today called 4Count. He's got a lot going on aside from being the chairman of Nickelodeon.
Right. And the morning show. And, you know, I mean, he does have a family.
He's quite the balance act, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. All right. Well, hey, we'll link up with Jill's blog on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman, as always, thanks for the 411.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.